Littman is a senior economist at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. I was reading David's piece yesterday titled Upside Downside of 999 Income Tax Reform, and I wanted to get David on the radio this morning. David, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Thank you, Tony.
You know, we have spoken with the economist who came up with the with Obamacare, and we had him on the program, and he was telling us how his calculations were wrong, and I thought it was interesting that he was just able to break that down and understand and explain how that worked. You've taken the time to talk about Herman Cain's 999 program, and I wanted to get your take on it.
Well, the idea of a 999, 9% flat tax on personal income, corporate income, and a 9% national sales tax. Now, the idea corresponds to all the good maxims of taxation that were laid out 237 years ago and have worked marvelously for public finance. And as we all know, everyone bipartisanly agrees and recognizes the counterproductive federal tax code as it stands. You got not only 70,000 pages, which are unfathomable, but you also have 14,000 amendments. That's like 700 a year over a period of 23 years. It takes 4 million man hours, 4 million full-time workers equivalent to comply with this tax code. It's killing the country. It's killing our competitiveness. We have no growth. Even if these admirers of this proposed, probably unconstitutional Obamacare had their way, would never be able to pay for it.
How did we get here? Because, as you mentioned, when the tax codes were devised, they seemed to work pretty well, and we've had all these changes over the years that seem to have just put us back in the dark ages.
Yes, it goes out of control because there's special interests that take over the tax code. They get their special carve-outs, and we all know the inefficiencies. What the American people have to know, because we're the bosses, we have to explain to these legislators, because they'll just keep serving their own special reelection interests, is Adam Smith's four principles of good taxation. They make perfect sense to normal people. One, of course, is equality. That is a proportional tax system that takes proportionally as people earn income. Secondly, is certainty. They want to know exactly when and the amount of taxes. It can't be arbitrary, which, of course, it is when you start carving out special interests. Third point, of course, is convenience. Every tax should be levied at a time and in a manner convenient to the payer. And then finally, affordability and efficiency maximum. Well, we all know that the taxpayer should be paying as little over and above what it costs to bring in and maintain the tax system. And today, it's egregious. You got just with Obamacare, you'd have to have another 17,000 IRS agents to enforce it. What kind of a tax system is that?
So viewed in this context, will 999 work?
It works so much better. You eliminate vast bureaucracy. You leave more in people's pockets over and above what it takes to do the constitutionally mandated functions of a federal government, and that is to protect life and property. That's a Defense Department, and it's a court system, that, and the rest is left to the states. I mean, that's what the Constitution says. Now you got all the states practically broke, and you've got the federal government broke because we haven't adhered to the Constitution. So the big thing is any tax system works if it's not spending more. The government isn't spending more than the private, creative, innovative, and productive private sector can produce. That's the biggest problem. So the only problem I have with any tax system reform is if they haven't addressed the spending first, the government spending, no tax system will work. And that is public finance. And that's what Adam Smith saw, wrote about, like no one has ever written before or since, back in 1776.
Have you had an opportunity to look at a flat tax? And if you have, what do you think?
Yes, I've looked at many. And if they remain flat and low, that's the other necessity, they tend to increase the growth of a country and its competitiveness because it leaves more in one's pocket, more incentive and more discretion, more choice, more wiggle room, if you will, to save and to invest. And without investment, all countries turn out to be like the EU. They're broke. They can't grow. They turn out like Japan, where they've protected themselves so much that their consumers are dying on the vine. And I'm afraid much is the same in store for other countries that haven't essentially left their people freer and with more of their own resources instead of turning them over to a nanny state that is just eager to spend.
David, you sound just your tone sounds to me like, Tony, pretty much any tax system would work if we could just take the politics out of it and perhaps let the professionals, let the economists run it.
Oh, I don't want to count. No, don't give us that. That's the only thing I can think of that's worse. But what they do have to correspond to is putting first things first. Government is a servant, not a master. We've made the government, because we've turned so much resource over to them, we've made them the masters, and that's what's upside down. Remember this. I focus not so much on the tax system, as you alluded, but on the spending. Once you've given your resources over to government, of course it becomes more and more political. That's all they can do. They want one thing, just like anybody. They want to work, and that means get reelected. But if we let them get reelected with our money by bribing us, we have not only a corrupt system, which you, again, alluded to, but it's out of control, leaves the rest without any growth or hope or incentive for their own posterity, and that's where the system is failing, and it is very important.
Well,
public finance has to look not only on how the money is raised, the tax system, or these reforms, but also on how it is spent, because that is the other progressive or proportional or regressive aspect of a public finance.
Well, David, all we have to do is let my wife run things, because the more money we make, the less she spends and the cheaper she gets.
That's what I mean. Put it back in the household. Don't give it to Washington or Lansing.
All right. David Littman is a senior economist at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. You can go to that website and find his report titled Upside Down of 999 Income Tax Reform. Awesome story, David. Thanks so much for your time.
And thank you. Great morning.